Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings, my name is Casey Bleskin, and welcome to this ID the Future podcast, where we'll be discussing a double standard applied by the scientific community towards intelligent design and testability. When ID skeptics object to the claim that the universe was designed based upon the highly improbable fine-tuning of the universe, they often cite the possibility that there are actually an infinite number of universes or multiple universes, and our universe just happened to win a cosmic lottery and get the conditions right for life. An infinite number of universes, they argue, reduces the odds that ours just, quote, happened to get it right, because it shows that some universes were bound to get the right conditions for life eventually. However, a Nature summary article earlier this year noted that this multiverse hypothesis is not testable. The Nature article wrote, quote, "Since the early 1980s, some cosmologists have argued that multiple universes could have formed during a period of cosmic inflation that preceded the Big Bang. More recently, string theorists have calculated that there could have been 10 to the 500th universes, which is more than the number of atoms in our observable universe. Under these circumstances, it becomes more reasonable to assume that several would turn out like ours. It's like getting zillions and zillions of darts thrown at the dartboard," says Susskind. "Surely," quote, "a large number of them are going to wind up in the target zone," unquote. "And of course we exist in our particular universe because we wouldn't exist anywhere else. It's an intriguing idea with just one problem," says Gross. "It's impossible to disprove. Because our universe is almost by definition everything we can observe, there are no apparent measurements that could confirm whether we exist within a cosmic landscape of multiple universes or if ours is the only one. And because we cannot falsify the idea," Gross says, "it isn't science." This comes from Outrageous Fortune by Jeff Brumfield in Nature on January 5, 2006. Ironically, the National Academy of Sciences member Leonard Susskind was given print space saying that we shouldn't reject the multiverse hypothesis on the grounds that it isn't testable. Says Susskind in Nature, quote, "Susskind, too, finds it deeply, deeply troubling that there's no way to test the principle, but he isn't yet ready to rule it out completely. Quote, "It would be very foolish to throw away the right answer on the basis that it doesn't conform to some criteria for what is or isn't science," unquote. Many scientists challenge ID on the grounds that it isn't testable. Plainly, the multiple universe hypothesis is not testable. But yet you see prominent physicists like Leonard Susskind arguing that even if it isn't testable, then, quote, "it would be very foolish to throw away the right answer on the basis that it doesn't conform to some criteria of what is or isn't science." If an ID proponent made such a claim, you'd never see it printed in Nature. Nonetheless, ID is testable. But when critics claim ID is not testable, no one in the scientific community gives ID proponents the courtesy given to Dr. Susskind. Can you imagine Nature affirmatively quoting William Dembski if he said, quote, "It would be very foolish to throw away the right answer on the basis that it doesn't conform to some criteria for what is or isn't science," unquote? Perhaps there's a double standard at work in the scientific community regarding intelligent design and testability. This is Casey Luskin with the ID the Future podcast. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Pinnock. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.